because we have to finish earlier today. Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Daled. We are on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We're by Darish Mareimar, which is five lines from the bottom. But just to get the flow, I'm going to start two lines, back up two lines to Amar Rav Zvid. So Amar Rav Zvid, Mani de Kunya. You have these Kli Cheres, these pottery kalim from the Goyim. I guess they used the whole thing here, that they used it for cold Yayin Nesach, for Stam Yenam. Everything here is cold, which makes a difference in all the things that we're kashering. Right? So Chivra de Uchma, if the Kli is white or black, Shari, then it's Mutter. Because these things, the Mani de Kunya, are long, according to Rashi, they're glazed with some sort of lead glaze, which is also very important when it comes to a lot of our china, which is glazed. What does the glaze do? Does it make it into still china, or is it now something else? But it has not been used up also. So if it's black or if it's white, there's mutter, because the glaze covers the cheres, and it causes that the wine will not be nivla, it won't be absorbed into the walls. Yeruka, but the kli, if the utensil is green, then it's aser mishum de mitzvah, because it has this mitzvah, which we said before, is this type of item, it's some sort of aluminum, I think, but it's a type of item that the properties allow for seepage into the walls, and therefore it's aser. It must be that the green they got from a certain, Rashi says, that the green they got from a certain type of ground that had this property. The e isbuhu kartufani, but if it has holes or cracks, nooks and crannies inside the kli, them cool asir, and even the black and the white ones will be asir, because those cracks will absorb the ayin. Darsh Mareimar, this is what we're up to. Mareimar had a drasha. Kunya, same thing, right? He's going to be kolik harosvit. So kunya, which is this kli cheres that's lined, according to Rashi, it's lined with this lead. Bein ukma, whether it's black, bein chivra, whether it's white, bein yeruka, whether it's green, shari. It's mutter. No problem. The lining protects the kli cheres from absorbing the stam yenam. So the Gemara asks, okay, wait a second, but Maishna Mechamet to Pesach. Why is this drasha of Mareimar regarding stam yenam any different from this drasha when it came to Chametz on Pesach? What's the case of Chametz on Pesach? The Balmine Mareimar. They asked Mareimar, Hani Mani de Kunyoyu, Mahu Lishtamushi Bukhubi Pesach. What if I have these lined pottery, right, with their lines. What can I use them on Pesach? Meaning, can I use these without kashering them on Pesach because they're protected? Maybe they never absorbed. They didn't absorb the any chametz because they're lined by this lead, which protects from being absorbed, right? Gemara says, the Mareimar answers. The green ones definitely have a property that allows the kli to absorb the chametz, and therefore that's usher. Kiti boilach, when your question asks the question, chiburi v'uchmin. You can ask the question on the black and white ones. Mai, what's the story with those? You can use those on Pesach. Ki isbuhu kartufuni, if it has these holes and these cracks, then lo ti boilach v'vade b'luyva asiri. They definitely absorb the chametz, and therefore they're usher. Kiti boilach, when you ask the kasha involved, did she eat? When they're smooth, when they're halak, when they're very smooth. So, my, what's the halak with there? So, Amar Lahu, he says to them, the answer is as follows. I've seen these kalim, that they're medaisi, that they're sweating. As Rashi says, the mizaiti means mazin, right? They sweat, difneyam mibachutz machmas b'losan. If you look on the outside, you see that they're sweating from what's on the inside, which means it's clearly absorbed what was on the inside. So if it's absorbed, right, it's absorbed, and you can't do anything. The halacha is also by Kli Cheres, you can't kasher Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres, we'll see right now, right, the Torah says, Vaday bliv asiri, at my time, why is it asir? HaTorah he'idah Kli Cheres, she'enu yotzi midei dopno l'olam. And once a Kli Cheres absorbs something, whether it's Isser or the Chametz, it can never get it out. Other items you can kasher. Kli Cheres, you can't kasher. So if I see a Kli Cheres, these cases, I see that they're absorbed, the Chametz, it's usher. You can't kasher them. That they're off the table when it comes to Pesach. Right, Rashi says, HaTorah Ida Dixiv Yishover. Right, when it comes to Cheres, the Pasuk in the Torah that talks about it, it says Yishover. What's the full Pasuk? It's by the Midjah. It talks about all the, right, Mesechus, by Kli Eitz, it says, a Kli Eitz Yishtov V'mayim. Every wooden utensil you can wash in water. By metal utensils, it says,
Kol davar sheyavo be'ish tavir be'ish, right? Kabolo kacholto. And then, but it says when it says to kvicheres, it basically says yishaver. You have to break them. But this when you got those cans, you can't kasher them. So once you see that these palim are absorbing, you can't kasher them. They're asar pesach, right? So the Gemara asks, okay, so that if you say that now that they're asar pachamets, so maishna miyayin nesach. Why is it different in the case of yayin nesach? I think here we're talking more about stam dinam because the answer is not yayin nesach. Because the answer is because one of the havamim is. Right, the Darsh Lumarema, we'll just see. The Darsh Lumarema, because Marema just said, Kulu Mani the Punyashari, all these green, white, black, they're mutter if they were used for the wine. So why don't you say, just like a chametz it absorbed, it absorbed the wine also? So Mar says, V'chi tame a chametz de raisa yayin nesach de rabbanon, maybe say that chametz is a din de raisa yayin nesach de rabbanon, that's why it can't be yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is a din de raisa. Must be talking about stam dinam, just using the yayin nesach word. It, similarly, we do it interchangeably, but there's a big thing. The rice and the rabbanon, it's a big filling. Right? B'chi tema, and that's why by chametz since it's in the raisa, we're more machmir, and by stam nidam since it's the rabbanon, we're mekel, so it can't be. Ha, called the tikkun rabbanon, gain the raisa tikkun. Any time that you make a takkun the rabbanon, it emulates, it's similar to the din the raisa, that's patterned after. If you pattern after the raisa, then it's boleya, it's going to have the same rules. So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Zeh tashmishu b'chamin, Zeh tashmisho b'tzonein. Chametz we use all year is used with heat, hot. So the hot's going to absorb. But when it comes to the yayin, stam yinam, you'll put hot wine in there. They're storing the wine. It's cool. At most, it's room temperature. So that's not going to absorb. Rashi says, Zeh tashmisho b'chamin. The inyan chamin, the stam shukol yamos hashan, the chamin ubali tvei. Heat absorbs more. So these lined kalim absorb when it's hot. But if it's not hot, if it's just the chametz, which is done with sonein, then it doesn't absorb, and therefore a meremer will allow you to use these type of kalim that are lined with this lead, even if when you can buy them from the guy, even though the guy uses it for stam nina. So Tosas asks a pretty interesting question. He says, why do we say that by kli cheres you can never kasher it? He says, tema, right? Nahadrin l'kivshanos. So put it back into the kiln. Put it back onto the fire. Put it back onto the fire, you know, sort of reconstitute it, and then it'll be kosher, right? So Tosas pulls Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is everywhere in these Tosas. So these Tosas are unbelievable. All these long ones, they actually read pretty well. But Rabbeinu Tam is like a main character. Lord Rabbeinu Tam, the aim then nechshav yotze. This is not considered koshering. Koshering means you have the same kli and you remove what's absorbed. Over here he says the adraba kli acher chashvina nupanim chadashas balakar. We're talking about when you put it back to the kiln into the kivshon. What you've done is you reconstituted, you recreated the new clean. It's a brand new clean now. That's not considered koshering. That's making a new clean. That's why they don't suggest that option. Fine, just leave it at Rabbeinu Tam. Next case. Rabbi Akiva, Ikla Leginzak. Rabbi Akiva went to Ginzak. Major Machlokas over here. Well, this is Rabbi Akiva. Problem is, the reason why I say it might not be Rabbi Akiva is because there are three questions here. Rabbi Akiva didn't know the answer. Tosha says, Rashma Sholom, that Rabbi Akiva didn't know the answers. Some say that the sugya, the girsa is mar ukva, and it seems to be that the case in Mar Tainus and Afidalef also thinks that it's mar ukva. Or really, our girsa is Rabbi Kiva ikla Ginzok. He came to Ginzok. Bo minei. They asked him the following question. Misanin l'shos or ein misanin l'shos. And lo habiyade. Can you fast for hours? What does that mean? Rashi says tigom shakiva lav tainus mishish sheishos l'mala. Talk on a perfect day, you know, 12-hour day. So at 12 noon, he decides he wants to fast for the rest of the day, right? Umi lotam kum mitchil kol yom, and he hasn't eaten anything since the beginning of the day. So if he fasts the rest of the day, but he didn't have it in mind, the reason why he didn't eat the first 6 hours a day because he was busy. Now that he hasn't eaten the whole 6 hours, he says, let me fast for the next 6 hours, right? Umi lotam kum mitchil kol yom, aval lo l'shiv tani seskav rishona. That's what Rashi says. So what's the naftamina? Naftamina would be whether you have to say anenu in davening, whether or not the guy made a neder to have a tainus, because it counts towards his neder, because do you say Misayin l'shos or not? Rashi Dvarah then says, lo hayli yodei, didn't know the answer. Kankanim shel ovdei chovim, these scheres barrels of ovdei chovim, asurim mitarim, are we allowed to use them? Lo hayli yodei, he didn't know the answer. Bameh shimesh moshe kol shiva shimei hameluim, lo hayli yodei. What clothing did Moshe wear when he was the Kohen during the 7 days of Miluim, right? Aaron only took over on the 8th day. The first 7 days, Moshe was the one who was Machaneh Karbonah. He was the Kohen. So which begotten did he use?
Well, why do you say he used the big kahuna?
So the says, Rashi says, you can't, Rashi says, Rashi says at the bottom that Moshe lo nishtash b'dei kahuna d'ksivatisa b'dei kodesh l'aron achicha uhuwa yezar eslan.
There's a custom that it says, it doesn't say that the b'dei kahuna will go to the Kohen. It says the b'dei kahuna l'aron achicha, to your brother Aaron. You're not Aaron. You may be the Kohen right now, whatever that means, but you're not Aaron. So you can't wear the b'dei kahuna. Right, Rashi, look at Tosos, b'mesh shimesh. Perish ha-kunches, the Moshe lo nishtash b'dei kahuna d'ksiv l'aron achicha v'yuhu hayer zar eslan. And he goes another pshat a little further down. Rav Yaakov in Orleans, right, from the town, city of Orleans, Pirish. That feeling is kachu. Even if he was, even if everything was kadosh, everything was the same, and he was to wear them. Mikol makom, kol zayin yimei meluim shai Moshe mami the mishkan mifarto. Every when the zayin meluim, Moshe built the mishkan, took it down. Built the mishkan, took it down. So Rav Yaakov in Orleans says, hayin nefshak from Obama. So it wasn't an established place. It was only a bama. If we learn about in Zvachim a lot, if it's only a bama. Ain't b'dei kahuna b'bamba. You don't wear b'dei kahuna when it comes to a bamba. So what did Moshe wear? It's an interesting historical fact about Rav Yaakov in Orleans. Rav Yaakov in Orleans made his way. Rav Yaakov in Orleans made his way to England. He was killed, and they know the date exactly, September 11th, 1189. What day was that? That was the coronation of Richard I, Richard Lionheart. Richard Lionheart had everyone said Richard Lionheart is the greatest guy. And folk, common people think that he was the uncle of Robin Hood. It's not true. Robin Hood was the king in all the fables of Robin Hood. It talks about King Edward, not Richard. But nevertheless, Richard Lionheart is viewed as this wonderful, wonderful guy. When he became king, he didn't allow any women or Jews to come to the party. Apparently, Rav Yaakov in Orleans and a bunch of Jews came to give presents, and a whole riot started. And one of the greatest politicians, Rav Yaakov in Orleans, was killed in that riot on September 3rd, 1189. I can't figure out what date that is in the Hebrew calendar, because the Hebrew calendar doesn't take into account the change into the Gregorian calendar that far back. So I couldn't figure out. Probably sometime in Elul when he was killed. Okay, so Rav Akiva didn't know these three answers. So Asa Shab, so what do you know the answer? You go to the base matters. So Asa Shab and Midrasha Amri, they gave the answer. What's the answer? Hilchasa Misanel Shos. Yet, if you have in mind, if you don't fast for 6 hours, then at 12 o'clock you decide to fast for the rest of the day, that counts as a tainus. Hilchasa Misanel Shos, Im Hishlam is Palo Tvilas Tainus. And if you complete the fast, they say Anenu. But you say Tvilas Tainus. Hilchasa Kankanim Shal Ovi Kachavim. You have these barrels of the Ovi Kachavim. How do you catch them? La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh Mutarim. After 12 months, they're Mutar. Now, that's after 12 months, they're Mutar if you don't do anything to them. But we also learned yesterday there are other ways to kasher them. You can put the water in the iron for shloshah yamim. Water in for 24 hours, pour it out. Water in for 24 hours, pour it out. Water in for 24 hours, pour it out. That also will kasher them. But if you just leave them alone, then that after 12 months, it's fine. And b'mesh shimesh Moshe shivah shimei meluim. What did he wear for the shivah shimei meluim? He wore the choluk lavan, yon diomo. He wore white, wore a kittel basically. He wore white, right, with choluk lavan. And Rav Kahana Masti B'chok Lovan She'imbo Imra. Didn't have any folds, I think, the Imra means. It didn't have any creases or any hems. So to make sure no one be kosher that he was actually taking any of the truma for the Mishkan and putting it into his pants, right? Rashi says, Safa, Yesh Omer Shalo Yichashdu Shesom Bo Metrumas HaMishkan. But Rashi says, no, that can't be the case. But Lav Milsa, that can't be. Shaharei Kvar Nigamra HaMolacha. They already finished building everything. There was nothing left. So therefore, the Wishas of Oda Mehechon Shakel. And while he's working, what's he gonna do? So why couldn't have any folds? So Tosos brings two things. He says the din is that the chalak, this had to be new. It had to be something that was never used, and therefore you couldn't have any folds because the folds are something that used it. If you tailor it or you put then it was used. So that can't be used. And Rav Moshe in Tosos explains that they did it in a way that you can't, because I guess somehow this type of cloak can't be used as much. It wasn't done perfectly. So you can't say that Moshe, somebody do that, not having a shot on Moshe. I really don't understand what it is. Anyway, he used this white cloak. So I'll just say, because that's why, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we wear a kittel. Because we are Mishamish. We're like the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. That's how we reenact the whole thing. So we're kittel. According to that, then, you know, the women should never be wearing the
they can never be the Kohen Gadol. I don't know that either. We're not really the Kohen Gadol either. It's only the Kohanim. They can actually be the Kohen Gadol. Other, you know, we're like a Malachim. We're like Malachim on Yom Kippur. That's why we wear the Kittel. Okay. Next. Our Chartzan, Mishnah said, the Chartzani, the Hazogim, shall Odin Kovim, the peels and the seeds of the grapes of the Goyim, right, they are Usher. The Mishnah said, and the Rameyah said, they're Isra Anah. The Chachamim say that if they are moist, then it's Usher. If they're dry, then they're Mutter, I guess, Behanah. A ton of Rabbanon, in a Brishna that supports the Rabbanon, our Chartzani, Bahazogim, the peels and the seeds, shall Odin Kovim, Lachim Asur, if they're moist, they're Usher, Yivashim Maturim, Tarim. If they're dry, they're Mutter. So high ninu lach and high ninu yivashim. How do you know whether they're wet or dry? So I'm reviewing. I'm a shmuel lach and call yubis chodesh yivashim achi yubis chodesh. 12 months after they're picked, I guess, or squeezed, these peels are considered lachin and they're also to use. And then, but after 12 months, I guess all the remaining moisture is removed. Therefore, there's no stam yinam in them, and they become mutter. Itmar. Namar Rav Bar Chana. I'm Rav Yochum. Kishahin asurin. When they're asur afilu b'hanav, she mutarin, mutar afilu b'chiva. That's what we know. When they're mutter, they're asur. When they're mutter, they're fully mutter. Amar Razvit says, "Hi, dur diyod dechanva." It's like the dregs or the sediment of the wine, the armamoy of the goy. Basar treicha yarchi shata shari. After 12 months, they're mutter. They dry out, and now they're mutter. Right, after 12 months, they're mutter. I do to the chama the amari about the fish of shata shari. Right, so Kosos brings down those the last Kosos says, "Do dary the armoi perish shemarim shall be chavim." The Rabbeinu Ephraim Hayomer, Ephraim used to say, "Ki misvara shemarim shenizyachu betanor moil lehem kamohim amatana yud beish chodesh." If you take these sediments and then you cook them in the oven and you dry them out that way instead of waiting 12 months. Or you dry them out, you know, you physically dry them out, that works also. And therefore, Kahitir, he allowed, Pashal Odechachavim, Shenechmas Vishimra Yayin, you have some sort of bread that maybe was kneaded with, or was mixed with the sediment of the wine, Bitanor. So if you cooked it into the oven, and you got rid of the Yayin, then it's Mutter. I don't know how you get rid of the Pasachim part by cooking it back, baking it back in the oven. Maybe it was a Hoshish Pasachim. Or, I don't know, maybe it was Pasi Sroll that had these Shmar minutes. But Rabbi Yotam argues. Rabbi Yotam, Hikmulava Amar, Kimasha, Mati, or Talmud, or Dai Lacha, Yubes Holish, Hainu Lachar, Shemis, Nismadu, Babai, Kamosha, Regilama, Olam Lasso. It has to be done the natural way, the way the normal people normally use it, is leave it out. That's the head there. You can take the initiative and put it in and dry it out. Okay. That's my focus on Tosis. Next case. Amar Rav Chaviva, Virei Derava, Hani Gulfi. Again, these are the now we're talking about things that are mutter after 12 months. The Gulfi, which we say are the clay cheres, also the pottery, the earthenware vessels of the goyim, Vasar Tresha Yachishata. After 12 months, they're mutter because they dried out from the wine, which was absorbed into the walls. Again, this is only if you do nothing, but you can do the Eroi, you know, during the time and kasher in more in advance, which is interesting. So you could do something with the klecheres, but you according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't do anything to the dregs. Because that he's argued over being Ephraim. There's no way to kasher and have to wait. Whatever from came to the earthenware vessels, he can. What do we have? 650? Okay. What till we get a minion? So Avata the Taye, or these Avata the Taye, the Rashi's Pshat, they're basically these small little containers or flasks that they used to use to drink while they were walking, and when they finished it, they would fill it up again. It was an easy thing to keep to carry. It's made out of some sort of leather. Also, Vasa Tresha Yach, and it must, therefore, it absorbed, and Vasa Tresha Yach Shatla, sorry, after 12 months have passed, and when the Goy last used it, then it's as if we view that the wine has dried out from the Bliyas, but before the 12 months, it's Usher, because and then you can't even kasher, because it's used, since it's constantly used, it's as if it's used for Zman Meruva, not for Zman Miut. And therefore the absorption is much stronger, and you can't do the Eroi to remove it. Okay. Amar Vacha Breda of Ika Hani Portsani de Aramoi. You have this leftover of the grapes of the Goyim also, Basra Tresha Yaki Shatashari. After 12 months, it's Mutter.
These earthenware vessels that are black, and you put wine in there, right? After 12 months have passed, then it's mutter, because the wine that's inside has dried up, and it's not considered balua.
You're talking about terrace. It's not talking about wooden barrels. So I don't know if it has an impact on the whole whiskey sherry cask issue. The casks are not made of pottery, but the casks are wood. That may be a different story.
Next, the Mishnah mentioned muryas and the gvinas beso nike, right? So the muryas is this fish liquid, right? That's what it is. Fish brine, translated. It's some sort of a liquidy from the fish. That is, and I think they mixed it. They mixed wine. What is it? It's called the muryas. Yeah, I forgot. Make sure like some fish brine with some wine in it. I don't know. I thought maybe it would translate it. Right? So muryas, right? Muryas, it's usher, according to Chachamim. And Chachamim say the isser it's usher eat, but it's not usher. Any sur and isser or not. It's only usher to eat. So, Tana Rabbanan, right? Muryas, right? It's like fish oil, right? So muryas uman mutter. The muryas of an uman is mutter. Why? Rashi says, Muryas with a Rashi. Rashi says, Muryas Uman shall overcome an Uman Mutter. Muryas lo of the Midagim Tmeim. You don't make, Muryas only comes from kosher fish. And the reason why it's usher is because you're afraid that in order to make it, you know, liquidy enough, they're going to put wine in there. Uman lo rami bechamro. An Uman won't put wine into his fish thing over here. In the first Uzzle, I did enough be shooting parishal machine in the kafel uchamra because it's oily or greasy enough the first one or two times. I guess you try to extract the liquid. So if you put wine in it, it's going to detract from the taste. So the professional chef is not going to put wine in the first two times. Therefore, uman de muryas is mutter. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Achinu ben Gamliel, af chilak uman mutter. Even chilak uman is mutter. What's chilak uman? Rashi says, min dogim tahorim v'shulchan is shemona. I think it's some sort of like sardine type fish. It's a very small type fish that hasn't yet grown the snapir and the karkasas. Right? Ki demifarish mikamam epirkin ubekatin so. When it's so small, ain lo snapir karkasas, the usi legado achazman. It's going to grow its fins and scales, but at this point in time, it doesn't have it. Therefore, we can get confused with other fish that don't have, that will not have a snapir karkasas. Right? Ramila, come on. Chilak shall also call him usher. We say that really the chilak of the goyim is usher. Right? Usher also min dagim kakani v'nikar v'yachah v'nimkar harib v'yachah v'nei ma'usher v'nei she'irvuna ola ula ima dagim t'meyim domim la v'olam ima. They would mix it up with the other fish. Therefore, you wouldn't know. But v'hai chilak uman, but by the uman, came with the uman who ubaki b'davar ma'bilan hemene. He wants to keep them separate. Why? Because the chilak fish is better tasting fish, right? If he mixes it up, he's going to ruin the taste. So his chilak is mutter, because we know for sure that he's not going to mix the non-kosher in with the chilak. Okay, Tane, right? Abime braid Rabbi Bo, muryas uman mutter. We said the muryas of the uman is mutter. Who Tani lo? He learned the halacha like this, but who amar lo? But he continued. Tamrishon v'sheni mutter shlishi aser. For the third time, I guess he's using the fish to make the muryas. Then it's aser. They must have known, you know, how many times he's have cooked up the item, right? Well, but why is aser the third time? My timer. Tamrishon v'sheni the fish shumnayu lo tzarach l'ruchamra. Because when there's enough oil in the fish, the first of two times, I guess he cooks it up to get out the oil. That's sufficient oil in there, so he won't use wine. But after that, becomes the Eilach Rome Bukama. Now he needs to get more liquid. He needs to get him what gets greasy or liquid. He doesn't have enough in the fish. He's gonna put the wine in, and therefore it's now gonna be usher. Fine. Ahu Arva de Muryasa the Asi Linamela de Akko. He had this shipment on a boat of Muryas that came to the port of Akko, right? The Mela. I think it might even Namal might be a port. But okay, the port of Akko. So now it got the port,
Osib Rabbi Abba demin Akko naturi bahado. So Rabbi Abba from Akko now placed guards by the Muryas, right, to make sure that no one will put wine into the Muryas. The Gemara, they asked them, Amalei Rava, which is interesting, what Rava is doing here. We're in Akko. Where's Akko? Akko's in Eretz Yisrael. What was Rava? Right, so, okay, so maybe after he died. So the Yaibit says from here that you see that Rava and most of the Amorim, they came to Eretz Yisrael and learned. They all came to Eretz Yisrael to learn. But Rava was Rosh Hashiva and Baba. But now he's talking about the case in Akko. So Amalei Rava, Ada idna manatra. Okay, wonderful. You're protecting it now. But while it was on the ship, who was protecting it that they wouldn't have poured oil in, they wouldn't have poured wine into it? Right? Manatra. So Amalei, Rabbi Abba answered him, Ada idna nechushla. What are we concerned about? You're concerned about oil? If we're not pouring wine in? Inishum da arbechama, if the employer is going to put in the wine, kista de murias beluma, kista de chamer of arbelumi. The kista, which whatever, a kilo, of Muryas goes is sold with zuz. They only can get $1 out of it. But kista the chamra, the same volume of wine, they can sell for $4. So why would they ever pour the wine into the Muryas? They're going to lose out, you know, they're going to be mafsid because they're going to lose out three. Oh, they made $1 now on the Muryas, but they lost $4 on the wine. So they wouldn't do that. So Mar then he says, I guess it's sort of a lot of love when I said that if the guy has nothing to gain by it, he may be not kosher for it. Well, no, so the wine that they had was that's the cheapest wine, it was $4. So Amalei Reb Yirmiyahu Reb Zera, Vilma Aidi the Tzor Asu, the Shabbat Chamra, maybe they passed along the Tzor, and Tzor wine was very cheap, like you said. So maybe when they passed along Tzor, they disembarked in Tzor, and so on over there, they got wine from Tzor, and then they poured it in over there. But there they bought it, it's the same price. So Amalei, so Rezera said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it can't be. Hasam, Ikuli Pashur Ika. There's no way they stopped at Tzor because the current is too strong over there. They didn't pull over the ship over there by Tzor. They never would have done that, right? Ikuli Upashure, right? I just think it means that the current is too strong. They wouldn't have done there, and therefore there's no shash. Fine. Next case. Gvinas Beis Unaikis. Now we're going to start on to the Gvinas Akum Suyas, and then we get to the follow-up Akum, and we get to all the good Yoridei, so we're pretty much starting now. But here we're talking about Gvinas Beis Unaikis. The cheese that came from this house, these goyim. We say it's Yisur and Yisur HaNa, says Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, ain't Yisur and Yisur HaNa. It's not Yisur HaNa, it's just Yisur HaKila. So, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Mepneima Asur Gevinas Unaiki. Why is the Gevinas Unaiki Asur B'Hana, according to Rabbi Meir? He says, Mepnei, Sherob Agolim Shel Osa Ha'ir, Nishchotim La'avod Shafavim. Right, the way they used to make cheese, right, if you would put, you need a catalyst to make the rennet, to make the cheese. Right, so you would put it into the inside, the kibbutz, I don't know, some sort of inside of the cow, in order for it to cheese. But since most of the cows in this area were shnifshvat lavod zara, so therefore, if you put the cheese or the milk to cheese into the cow, you're benefiting from you're being maimed, right? You're being maimed the cheese with. With something that's asrana. It's shekel the avodah zarah, so therefore it's asr. So the cheese itself, that you got maybe from somewhere else, you're putting in there, it's asr. But why don't we say, what's the big deal when you're putting it in there? When you say it's buffer, because the rennet is so small, it's just a catalyst. That's the halakha of maimed. If something is maimed, it's lean on. If something is potent enough that it's used in order to create something else, it's the halakha of maimed, and there's no bittul. The Gemara says, since most of the agalim are lavo zara, we have to be choshish that all the cheese is made in these cows, and all made in the cows, it's asr hana. So Murray asks, my ear of agalim, why do we have to care about the fact that it's most of the agalim? I feel miut. Why do we have to comply with the shitas? Even if it's miut, right, nami, the Harib Meir, chayish lamiyuta. Because who is shita we're talking about here? We're talking about the shita of Meir. And Rav Meir is the shita that's choshish lamiyut. So you don't need roe for Rav Meir, even if it's a miut. That's enough. Where did the choshish from miut? Rashi brings down the case. Rav Meir choshish from miut. That's a case in the Parakam de Yivamos. Katan u'katana lo folsen v'lo miyabim. A katan u'katana don't do chalitza or yivam according to Rav Meir. Katan shem ayim to saris. Maybe it'll be a saris. He won't be impotent and he won't be able to be making shame. And katana shem tim to idleness. There's a miut of these children that happens to them. So therefore we don't give him a chalitza. So he's choshish for miut. If he's choshish for miut, why are you telling me that the Isser is over here because of robe? Who cares about robe? Miut is sufficient for Rav Meir. The Gemara says, no, because this one would be a miut, right? He says, it would be less than a miut. E amart robe, ikamiut. If you say robe, there's also a miut that's fine, but going by robe. Miut, if we're saying that they're talking about where there's only a miut of these cows in Nishkot Levodah Zarah, then you have Kevah the Ika Rova Gom the Einishkotim, Levodah Kavim. You have Rova that are not Nishkot for Levodah Zarah. The Ika Nami Shar Behemos the Einishkot Levodah Kavim. And then you add another level, all the other animals that are in Nishkot, to have a Miuta to Miuta. Then it would be a Miut to Miut, right? You have to understand why this is considered a Miut to Miut. It's two separate things going on here. But a Miut to the Miut, a local Isra of Meir. And when it comes to a Miut to the Miut, even Rav Meir wasn't kosher. Therefore, we have to come on to the answer of it being Rova. Miut wouldn't be sufficient. What's the big deal? Who cares that these cows are nishkat la'ovei kachavim, right? And because they're made. Who cares that the cheese is made in the kiba of animals that are nishkat la'ovei kachavim? Ha'atzu d'shori, you Reish Lakish himself are matir. You say that if an animal is nishkat la'ovei kachavim, you say that you can get hanar from those cows. Why? The Itmar, we have a Mishnah, we'll learn this in Tzvachim also. Hashoche es ha-behema lizrok dama la'ov das kachavim. You shechted the cow, or the animal, in order to throw its blood, that's the ikar avodas, the zrika, or the hektira, or the burning, for avodah zara. Right? Lizrok dama la'ov das kachavim, or l'hachir chel v'alvo das kachavim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura, he says that the entire animal is asur v'ana, because therefore, if you had a mind for the zrika, you obviously had a mind for the shkita. You makshiv from avoda to avoda. But and yafinu chutz mipnim, and we also learn out from the avoda inside the Beis Hamikdash to anything that's done outside the Beis Hamikdash. But Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar muteres. He says it's mutter because number one, he doesn't learn from outside to inside. Number two, he says he ain't makshiv from avoda to avoda. Therefore, if he had when he shechted. The shechita wasn't done for the avodah zarah. It was the zrika, and it was the haktara that was done for the avodah zarah. The shechita itself wasn't avodah zarah, therefore it should be mutter. So the shechita wasn't done for the avodah zarah, and therefore it's mutter according to Reish Lakish. So who cares that we're putting we're making the cheese in the kibbutz? The animal itself is mutter. The only thing that became usher, because that the animal itself that was shafted, that wasn't mishkal avodah zarah. It's only the zrika or the haktara that's for avodah zarah. So Amr Lei, so Reish Lakish answered him. Shirminach shaitach. I'm not sure what that means. It means like you should have good mazel or something like that. You should have good mazel. Or maybe you should have good mazel because you asked such a good gvalta kasha. You asked such a good question. So he says, but Omer, we're talking about a case, but Omer, v'gumar zvicha hu ubda. I think it means you're talking about a case, right? You're talking about a case where Rashi says, it's the last screen line, but Omer, v'gumar zvicha hu ubda, right? But He thought the shechita itself should also be for avodah zarah. But Amor believed Baal. He said in his heart, "Bezvicha zo ov d'alavos hakavim." That you're right. In a chanami, basically, it has to be a case where going to Reish Lakish, the shechita itself was done for avodah zarah. Okay, what time? 9:30. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, right? Now the Mishnah had mentioned Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shaul Rabbi Shmuel, right? Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were walking on the way. They said, "Mivnei ma aso osru gavinas ovei kachavim." Why was Goy's cheese made usher? So Amar Lo Rabbi Shmuel, let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Vahalo," and they had the whole thing. The kiva ola is more chomer than the kiva of the vela, and nevertheless, that you said you can't be moel from the kiva of the. So the Gemara, so Rabbi Yeshua then said, "Mitnei shamamidin esak osak b'kivas elvodas kochavim." Not that they put it in the kibbutz, not that they made the cheese in the nevela. They made the cheese in the agalim that were nishkot for avodah zarah. So the Gemara, so then said, "Amar Bishmol imkein lamelo asur b'hana." Rabbi Shmuel basically asked, "If that's the case, it's being done, it's getting benefit from the avodah zarah. So why is it only asur b'hana? Why is it not asur b'hana?" So Amar Rav ach duvoy Amar Rav hamekadesh b'perish. If you're Makadish a woman, the perish in Shor Hanisko. I think it means the dung, right? The glulin. If you're Makadish a woman in some relationship, that's the Shabbat Kesset that you use. I guess it has worth. It's fertilizer. It has value, right? So the perish of a Shor Hanisko, even though the Shor Hanisko is Asr Bahana, and therefore you shouldn't be able to get benefit from anything, you still, it's Mikudeshes. She's Mikudeshes with the Shor Hanisko, with the glulin of the Shor Hanisko. That's not considered part of the Shor Hanisko. That's Asr Bahana. But the perish, Agli Avos HaKavim, if you use the dung of an animal that was worshipped or shepherd for Avodah Zarah, which is Asur B'Hanah also, ain't a Mikudeshes. She's not Mikudeshes. So what's the Chiluk What's the difference between the dung of a shor niskal and the dung of a shor of a avodah zara? So ibayis aim a svar, ibayis aim a krah. Either I have a logical reason or I have a pasuk. Ibayis aim a krah, ibayis aim a svar. I can say gabe egli avodah zakovim nichle v'nichle. When it comes to the avodah zara, the cow used for avodah zara, I want it to be as fat as possible. So every single part of an animal is being worshipped. Even what's inside, even the dung that's inside, because I want, the bigger it is, the more meshubach it is, right? He wants it to be as big as possible, he wants it to look as fat as possible. Therefore, the shame of Isra, of Avodah Zarah, is chal on everything, right? So therefore, it's usher, so even the dung is usher. But when it comes, Abal Gabashor Niskal, Onichli Ben Nifbe, when it comes to Shor Niskal, the guy's losing his animal. He prefers not to lose a big animal, because the bigger the animal, the more value in it that he's losing. So as much as he can make it skinny, he would. So therefore, he doesn't care about what's inside so much. He's not going to care about the dung, and therefore, it's not included in the Isra Hana of the Shor Haniska. Apparently, yeah, he works on oxen all the time. So Ebi say Makro, he called up for a pasuk. The pasuk says Sivhacha by the ear nidachas, which is an ear that used the avodah zarah. It says Lo yidbak biyakam uma. There's nothing can stick to your hands, absolutely nothing. Therefore, everything's aser b'hana. Mikzivhasam, when it comes to shor and niskal, it says Sakol yisakel hashor v'lo yeyachel es b'saro. So that's where we learn the iser hana. It says b'saro aser ha pirso muteres, but the peres, what's left, the gluyim is muter. The Amar Rava. Tarbayu Tanhini, both of these dinim, meaning the din that the parish of the Egle was called with Asabrana, and the din of the parish of Shor Niskal Mutbrana, we learn it out from our Mishnah, right? Meaning the Ka'amrlay, from Yeshua said to Rabbi Shmuel, that the reason why the Chachamim Asar, Divinus O Dechavim, is because Vipnei Shamidin, the Kevas Nevela, the Kamahadarlay, and then he went back and says, although Kevas Ola, Kamun Kevas Nevela, he says it can't be from the Kevas Nevela, because the Keva, the inside of the Ola, is more Chamber than the inside of the Nevela, and never, because the cable, the old is Asr Bahana, and the cable in the veil is only Asr Bahila. Nevertheless, we said a Kohen who wants to, he can sue the fat that's in the cable, right? Michlal, you see from here, Dasure Hana Shari Pirshayu. That things that are Asr Bahana, you're allowed, it's still mutter, I guess, the things that extract from it, right? Which would include the dung. When we did the Ka'amrle, but then when Rabbi Shua says back to Rabbi Shmuel, that the reason why the Chum Asr the Gavina, the cheese, is if they shall mamid and also became avodas chachavim become a hardelay in came lama lo asura bahana michlal da avodas chachavim asur pirshayo. You see from there that this part of the chakra taya. So you see from there that the what separates what comes out from the avodah zarah that is asur. So even from our Mishnah, it's not that he's arguing. He's saying, but that halacha you can extract even from our Mishnah. So then the Mishnah says, after Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, why don't we answer the Gavina of the Avodah Bahana? So Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer him. He said something else. Right? So he went talking about, what did he talk about? I forgot what the Mishnah said. He started telling him something. He asked him a different Shaila. Right? He said, He said, he told him Vadech Miyayin, or called him Vadech Miyayin, he asked him how to read the Pasuk. So the Gemara then says, Ulahajalim Meshuk Lesson is Rubaini. Maybe he had an answer. Why did he push him off? He could have simply said, Rabbi Shmuel could have simply answered Rabbi Shmuel and said that the cheese of the Avodah Zarah is not Asbrana, because even though the cheese is made inside the kiva of these animals, nevertheless, the Isser is not the Ain. It's not there. Right? It's just the enzymes that sort of are used, and therefore it's not seen. And therefore, since it's not seen, it's not asur bahana. The ha muryas the rabban and the lo asur bahana my time, the muryas that we said the rabban said it's not asur. What's the reason? Lav mishud the less the suba ene, because you don't see the iser. So Amri they answered hacha kevan de ukmi kamokim chashuli kamandi isul the suba ene. Says no. Again, we're talking about maimid. We're talking about maimid because it's the thing that makes it stand. Then it's considered as if it's ve'ein, and that's why he didn't answer them. Okay, we'll stop here. We should have a meaningful and easy fast, and not tonight. We'll be in the show after tomorrow, whenever that is. All right.